सो वर्स नंबर 38, नहि ज्ञानेन सदृशम् पवित्रम् इह विद्यते तत्स्वयं योगसंसिद्धः। कालेनात्मनि विन्दति। सो नहि, हि मीन्स् इण्डीड्, वेन् हि वाण्ट्स् टु एम्फसैज् अ पॉइंट हि सेज् हि इण्डीड् ज्ञानेन सदृशं लाइक नॉलेज पवित्रम इह विद्यते। पवित्रम मीन्स प्योरिफायर, इह मीन्स हियर इन दिस वर्ल्ड, विद्यते इज नोन, सो देर इज नो ग्रेटर प्योरिफायर देन नॉलेज। देर इज नो ग्रेटर प्योरिफायर लाइक नॉलेज इन दिस होल यूनिवर्स, ऑल दिस 14 वर्ल्ड्स, नॉलेज इज द ग्रेटेस्ट प्योरिफायर। ऑल दोज अदर एक्टिविटीज आर गुड, बट नॉलेज इज द हाइएस्ट प्योरिफायर। नहि ज्ञानेन सदृशं पवित्रम इह विद्यते। वाई इज दैट? तत् स्वयं योग संसिद्धः। योग संसिद्धः, योग संसिद्ध मीन्स वन हु हैज अकम्प्लिश्ड दिस योग स्वयं। सी, भगवान इज पुटिंग द वर्ड स्वयं, मीन्स यू एंड यू अलोन, हु हैज प्योरिफाइड हिज माइंड विथ योग। योग मीन्स जॉइंड हिज माइंड विथ गॉड। कालेन आत्मनि विन्दति, इन ड्यू टाइम, इन कोर्स ऑफ टाइम, आत्मनि विन्दति, ही रीचेस द सेल्फ और नोज द सेल्फ। अगेन रीचेस गॉड और नोज गॉड और यू नो सीज गॉड, दोज आर ऑल टर्म्स दैट आर यूज इन द भगवद गीता। अल्टीमेटली अंडरस्टैंडिंग इज दैट ही डिस्कवर्स गॉड्स प्रेजेंस विद इन एज ओम, एज आत्मन, एज कॉन्शियसनेस। बट कालेन, इट टेक्स टाइम, सो दिस प्रोसेस, it takes time. But again, Gurudev says time does not mean trillions of years or thousands of lifetimes. If you are on this path, you are reading this literature, you are studying the Bhagavad Gita, you are not too far away. Next verse, next week, he will talk about. There is not much delay. We are almost there. We just have to put more effort, sincere effort. But it does not mean it's going to happen tomorrow. But over the few years, if we put effort, it will happen. So there is no greater purifier than knowledge. As we have said, the others are all helpful, but knowledge is the best. Why is that? Because other paths will remove the sin. Like if I do prayer, you know, if I've committed some sin, or I ask for forgiveness, or I, you know, go to the confession, or I go to the pilgrimage, or if I do some charity, the sins will be reduced, but the sinner will still be there. I, the sinner, will still be there. Aham. So the aham, this little ego, the little sinner will still be there. This knowledge removes that. It says you are not the sinner. Your body, mind and intellect did it. And it may suffer the consequences, but you are this Atman. So the sinner goes away. And in Marathi, there is a very, anybody knows Marathi here? You know Marathi. Mule Kuthara, right? Does that mean remove it from the root? Mule Kuthara, huh? Mule Kuthara. The root, huh? And what does Kuthara mean? Yeah, because that's what one of the Swamis who knows Marathi said, that Kuthara means to uproot, to remove from the root. Maybe that may be. So whatever it is. So the point is that the root of the problem is ignorance. I do not know my true nature as the Atman, the consciousness. And I think myself to be this body, mind, intellect. And that's why I commit all the wrong things. But if I am this Atman or consciousness, then nothing wrong can happen through me. So from the root, the ignorance. See, ignorance can only be removed by knowledge. All the other means will help, but knowledge alone will remove ignorance. He said, how about if we get tempted, temptations come, and we still want to enjoy the world, we still want, I'm not ready to give up all this. So then do your, enjoy your life, but do it with dharma, the right means. Whatever I am accumulating, do it with right means. Do not, you know, be dishonest, do not cheat others, do not hurt others, live a life of purity, live a life of love. And then slowly, once you say, I have done enough now, you know, enough of the world, now I want the highest knowledge, they say, then come to the teacher, approach the teacher and say, I am ready for, last week we talked about Pariksha Lokan Karmanan Shita, you know. He said, I have seen all the world, now I have enough. Or as we get older and as we have accumulated whatever we want to, then spend time more and more in spiritual studies. That is what they say. And then such a person goes beyond joy and sorrow. Nothing can affect such an individual who has gone beyond that. He says that whatever is happening to the body is not happening to me. There's a very beautiful story about Tapovan Maharaj. So he lived in the Himalayas, you know, in Uttarkashi. And one day he was going to another village and he used to walk barefoot, whether snow or nothing. And one little jabba, this kurta he would have, that's it. Nothing else. No matter how cold it is, he just walked in that. It happens in Dev Chandraji's life also, similar incident. So he was walking and it started snowing heavily and he had eaten breakfast at 6 in the morning and he thought in 2-3 hours I'll reach the next village and then I will have my lunch. It so happened that the snow was so heavy he couldn't see the path, he couldn't see where he was going, he was completely lost. He didn't know where to go and it was cold and it was snowing and he had no shoes on and just a kurta on and it was like afternoon 2-3 o'clock and he still hadn't found his way. He said, let me see how God feeds me today. You know, he said, God has to feed me. I don't eat. Let me see how God will feed me. And he just what he said. He just said, okay. And suddenly, a robber appeared. Man with a carrying a knife. Hey, Dara, he caught him and pulled his. So he said, yeah, what do you want? Show me what you have. Give me all your money. He said, I am a sadhu. I have nothing. You can check my pockets. I have nothing. I'm walking, I don't even have shoes, I can't even give you shoes. So he roughly checked his pocket and put his dagger here. Show me. Nothing, he says, nothing he has. He says, you don't have anything? He says, no. Did you eat today? This robber asks him. He says, no, I haven't eaten. Okay, here. And from his pocket he produced hot potatoes, boiling hot potatoes. You couldn't touch them. How in the middle of the snow this person, who it was, and how did he get any? He's eat it and go away, you know, and he just tells him. And then he just, this robber goes away and he says, look, God, you are so strange, you know, how you appear, in what form, we never know. And immediately the snow cleared and he saw he was right near the village. So the point is, same thing happens to Dev Chandraji, where God appears and, you know. So the point is that where God appears and what he does, we don't know. So all we have to do is have faith in him and continue to do our effort. And the power of this knowledge is that once you hear it, it will stay. You may go away for a while. You might say, I don't need to go to these classes. I don't have time. But this knowledge is so powerful. If it takes root in you, that's why it's very important to give this knowledge to our children. You may think, you know, in college they don't care and then once they get married, but sooner or later it will take root. This knowledge is very powerful. So do not underestimate. And the more, of course, you listen, the deeper it gets. But there's so many examples in Gurudev's life. There was this man who used to leave his wife and she used to go for lecture. They live in LA. And he never, you know, I don't like all this Vedanta and all that. You go, I'll drop you and I'll pick you up. Because his wife didn't drive. So he said, I'll drop you and I'll pick you up after hour and a half. So she said, okay. So he dropped her and he left. Second day he dropped her. This yagna was going on for about 14 days. So third or fourth day, what happened is he came early. You know, there was no traffic in LA. So he reached early. So 15 minutes before the lecture was to end, he reached. And he said, let me just listen. What is this Swami saying? Why is my wife coming so sincerely? So 15 minutes he listened. He said, it makes a lot of sense, this what the Swami is saying. Next day he sat with his wife, but he sat in the last row. He said, let me sit in the back because in case I get bored, 15 minutes is okay, but it could become boring. I will leave from the back. Second day, then third day he sat in the third row. Then he sat in the, ultimately he was sitting in the first row and bringing a book. The Gita book he was bringing. So even just once having heard real from a wise master, this knowledge is very, very powerful. And what it does is it takes you to oneness, where I see myself and all. We have talked about that. And swayam samsiddhaha. So it says you need self-effort. You have to do all these. You have to do this prayers. You have to do service. You have to go to pilgrimages, meet with saints, get this knowledge, and then apply that. And, you know, in India, especially even here, you know, they will give you this tawij. You know, they will mail you this thing. You tie it around and you will realize nothing will happen. You know, all that will happen is make the guru rich. So don't trust any, you know, it's like mathematics. There's a mathematics professor. And a student goes and the mathematics professor sir pe haath rakh diya, put a hand. Will he learn mathematics? No. By putting hand on the head, he'll get oil on his hand. That's all will happen. So putting, again, guru's presence is helpful. I'm not saying that. As opposed to mathematics, guru just being in his presence will purify your mind. But he cannot give you this knowledge. He cannot transfer it. He can... By being in the presence of the guru, you become very peaceful, your mind becomes quiet, and you see how the guru is living his life or her life. So then I also can get inspired by the guru. So guru is very important. Guru can give you the knowledge. Guru can, by his presence, purify. But ultimately, swayam samsiddha, I have to put the effort. And that is very, very important. I have to sit down and study the scriptures. I have to make effort to purify my actions and my thoughts and my emotions. And I have to do all these sadhanas. I think Barbara was asking. So all these 12 sadhanas that were listed that we have done from verse number 24 to 32, I have to do at least some of those. And it is very, very essential to, you know, control your mind, control your actions, purify your mind, do service, and then get the right knowledge, swadhyaya, and then jnanam, and then go to the guru. And then in good time it will happen. When the time is right, as you are purifying your mind, slowly your knowledge will become clear. As the knowledge becomes clear, then your mind becomes more pure, it reduces your vastness. So this knowledge feeds upon itself. As I do good deeds, my mind becomes pure. As I get this knowledge, I do even more good deeds. As I do more good deeds, my vasanas. So it is a self-perpetuating effort. And the success depends on preparation. It's like somebody goes to a PhD class, you know, of physics, and he does not know a word of physics. Then the teacher will say, you know, you need to go to high school, do bachelor's, do master's, then you can come. But another person has already done bachelor's, has done master's, has already started writing his thesis. For him, PhD is not too far. You know, in next 2-3 years, he will get it. So similarly, you and I have to prepare our mind, and to the degree my mind is ready, to that degree I will have success. So the point is that in this lifetime, we have this knowledge, put in the effort, and then leave it to God and just surrender to Him. You know, you are the one who can do it. And surrender to the Guru, surrender to God, and then put in the effort, and then Kalen Atmani Vindati. So Bhagavan is telling us that even if you have committed sins, if you have asked for forgiveness, vow not to commit sin, and then do the right thing and get this knowledge, you can overcome even the biggest problems, even the greatest sins. So that is the essence of today's words. I hope I made this clear about how you can, the sinner is gone and then there is no sin, I hope. Again, it does not mean that the karmas are, path of karmas are not there. In fact, they say, I don't know how, I have heard it, somebody, They say if you criticize a wise person, a realized master, a great saint, all his sins that have been lying around, you get them. But if you serve a realized master, again, he does not have any more sin, any more good deeds also. Neither does he have sins, nor he has good deeds. Good karmas and bad karmas are all burnt. He's beyond karmas. But if you serve a realized master and take care of them and help them, you get his good deeds that he has not utilized. He has no use for them. So that's what they say, that's why, you know, people who crucified Jesus, I don't know what destiny they would have suffered. He forgave them, but I'm sure the Father above would have not. So that is the point of this particular verses. We have a few minutes. Any questions, any comments? Yes. Controlling the mind means not letting the mind run around. Because the more the mind is agitated, more vasanas we have, the more the mind gets agitated, more desires I have, then it you know, tendencies, then the mind gets disturbed. So when you control the mind, is only way to control is by reducing my desires. As long as I have too many desires, then I get agitations and then the mind runs. So when you live in mindfulness, that means you pay attention to what you are doing at this moment. So temporarily the mind will be quietened. That's why even in meditation, you can quieten your mind temporarily by chanting or by watching your breath. But unless you purify your mind and get the right knowledge, when you come out of meditation, again your mind will start running, or when you are done with that mindful eating. But so the more important, yes, mindfulness and control of mind is important, but more important is to get the right knowledge and reduce the vasanas. Because the root of the problem is ignorance. Root of the problem is that. So that's why knowledge is very important. All these other techniques help, but they do not remove the ignorance.
Because if the underlying cause is still there,
yes,
then it even affects the quality of your mindfulness.
Yes.
Because you would be making an effort.
True.
Not doing it in a sahaj bhav, as you would say.
True. You have to put an effort. But what happens is, say you're in a group, like you're meditating in a group and in the presence of a wise person, the group energy will quieten your mind. And at that moment, your mind will become, that's why we encourage people to meditate in a group. So the mind will be temporarily quietened, but when you come out, unless you have controlled the cause of the mind running, the mind will start running again. Temporarily, you have stopped it, you know, the mind through, in Bhagwan Raman Maharishi says that. He says the mind can be temporarily controlled, like the bird, you know, like a bird, you can temporarily hold him in the cage, but the moment you release the cage, the bird will fly away. So breath control and meditation and mindfulness, they are all very good to temporarily control the mind, but unless you have the right knowledge, the moment you get out of that meditation hall or get out of your meditation seat, your mind will start running. So the only way is through knowledge and through reducing my vasanas, and through knowing who I am. So there is no greater purity. All these other means help. We are not putting them down, you know, doing mindfulness, meditation, service, but it's not the ultimate. For ultimate, you have to have the knowledge. That's why studying the Bhagavad Gita and the Upanishads and all helps. But thank you, that's a good question. Yeah.
Share his experience or feeling in any of the lectures
No, in fact, when they asked him, are you realized? You know, they had this question answer and this paper, he would say no, and he would tear the paper and throw it. The people asked him, Gurudev, are you realized? No, and then he will tear the paper and throw it. So he never says it, but if
any of the other Gurujis, they felt
They felt it, right. Like if you ask Vimalji, you know, Vimalji spent a lot of time very close to Gurudev, Guruji, Swami Tejomayananda. Or where I felt it a little bit when he describes the state of enlightenment, occasionally in his writings, in the, because his writings he wrote himself by hand. Lot of the other texts he spoke and somebody transcribed it, but Bhagavad Gita he wrote by hand. And when he's describing that enlightened state, you get a subtle feeling that he's talking up from experience, not from somebody else's writings. So it comes through, even though he himself never said that. Never he said, I'm, in fact, he said, I'm not. If you think I am, you're come to the wrong person. Very clearly he would say that, but other people felt it. And you can feel it in his writings and how the mission is spreading. It only can be an enlightened master who so many students have been so inspired, all these gurus, Swami Tejomayananda and Swarupananda ji, and they are all spreading this knowledge all over the world. It could not have happened. One individual, he started with four students, and now there are, you know, so many millions of followers all over the world.
So is it something you can only feel it, not describe?
Not describe it, right. And they say, oh, you need a realized master to know another realized master. That's why one Jesus, how many followers? He had 10 disciples, and look how many billion Christians are there. One Buddha was there. He had the same thing. He traveled maybe a few miles. And how many billions of Buddhists? So they have to be enlightened masters for their movement to spread, for their knowledge to spread. Like Mahavir Jain, you know, all of these great masters, even long after they've gone, their movement continues to grow. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
For some reason that confused me, because, you know, I think, okay, we're supposed to get rid of our ego, and we're supposed to get rid of our pride, and get rid of our vasanas, but how can we?
Ego, yeah, that's, I remember that. But Gurudev says, the self misunderstood is ego. Mm-hmm. I have not understood myself, that's why I think I am the ego. So the misunderstood self is the ego. I am this Om, this Atman, but I have not understood myself to be that. So I have misunderstood myself to be Barbara. That's why I have this ego. So that's all. It is just a misunderstanding, not understanding who I really am. That's all. And that's what this knowledge is just supposed to, it's not going to give us the self. We already are the self. That's what I had said last week. Whether you admit it or not, you are Brahman. Whether you know it or not, we all are that self, whether we admit it or not. It's just a matter of recognizing. Cognizing, it is recognizing. I knew it, I forgot, now I have to know it again. That's why recognizing, knowing it again. Cognition means to know. Recognition means to know all over again. I knew it, I forgot it. That's why they say, na, Adam and Eve, they forgot the instructions of the Lord, and that's why they all the problems started, because they had forgotten, and then God had to remind them by sending his son. So it is the same thing. So the prophets are here to remind us of what we have forgotten. Thank you very much. Hari Om. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Thank you very much.